Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing more deleted scenes from Avengers Endgame.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff Randall, throw us that five-star review.
Oh man, that five-star review says great podcast coming from Javier Est. I'm a huge MCU fan, and I listen and follow to a variety of different podcasts, but before, I just didn't follow nor listen to anything MCU-related podcast. I searched on the Apple Podcast MCU-related podcast, and you guys were the first one to pop up. I gave it a shot, and I listened to your last four episodes, and I am just hooked onto every episode. I love and enjoy how you guys review and discuss over the MCU films. Truly hooked onto the podcast. Very entertaining and engaging. Can't wait to see and listen about the upcoming MCU projects. Wish you guys the best.
Hey, thank you, Javier. Really appreciate it, man. For sure. Thank you. We really appreciate that. I wish you
the best as well.
We have been getting a lot of international listeners lately, and we appreciate it. It's really rad. It's really cool. We saw the downloads, but we're starting to get a little interaction too, and that's neat. That's real neat.
Yeah. Merci.
Bonjour. I don't know.
Bonjour is hello. That's
sorry. I thought it was a different thank you.
We were going with different ways of saying thank you, but okay.
I'm just being silly. I'm sorry.
Tusen takk is Norwegian. Thank you very much.
Dankeschön.
It means thousand thanks, but whatever.
Okay. Well, let's get in. Jeff knows too many languages, but that's not what we're here to do. We're not here to be intelligent about languages. We're here to ignorantly question the Russo brothers.
Yeah,
that's what we do here.
They clearly don't know best.
They don't know what they're doing over there, Marvel, and we are here to question them. But in actuality, we are doing continuing our series on the Avengers Endgame deleted scenes. We're gonna do four more today, and we're gonna talk about what happens in them and whether we think they should have been included in the film. And we're keeping a scorecard. We did one of these episodes before, and so far the Russo brothers are 1-0. We agreed with them. But we'll see if their record holds.
So what was it that we agreed on all four of the episode or all four of the deleted scenes?
No, I think we thought one should have been kept.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was the bombs on board deleted scene that we thought should be kept. It was just a joke, but we thought it was a really good one, and that we saw why they cut it, but we disagreed with their cutting of it.
That's fair.
But that's not to recap last time. I guess that was to recap last time. But now, this is where we're going to dive into this time. And our first deleted scene on the docket today is Hulk meets the Ancient One. And now, we're going to watch that and talk about it. I feel like I've described that already. Okay. Mm. So that was a fun little scene between our good friend the Hulk, Smart Hulk, and yep, our acquaintance, the Ancient One.
We've been, been around the block or two, block of time or two with Professor Banner, but Ancient One just been in passing. She took us on a ride once, to go get some beer.
Yeah.
At a party, and that's about it.
So, this is an interesting little thing. I like what they did. So, the Ancient One is sitting there. Hulk shows up, and she says, he starts to walk into the sanctorum, and she says, finger too big for the doorbell.
Yep.
If you're going to go down there, will you get me some ice? It's hotter than I thought it would be up here. And then she says, hey, what I love about that line is cute, because basically, she later reveals that she knows why he's there. She knows he's there for the Time Stone. So she clearly knows what's going to happen. And I really like the line. It's hotter than I thought it would be up here, because it's that classic sorcerer thing where if you knew everything, why did you know how hot it was going to be? And I think that's just kind of a joke alluding to that, which was kind of fun.
I like the imagery in the beginning of it. Because if you remember in the beginning of Infinity War, it was Hulk that came crashing through the Sanctum Sanctorum window.
Yes.
And, was the basically Galactus is coming. He played the part that Silver Surfer did in the comics. And in the beginning of this, we see his reflection on the window like, oh, here he comes again. And no, it was just him jumping onto the roof and gently landing.
That is really cute.
It was a nice little callback.
That is really cute. I like that. Yeah, there's some kind of neat stuff in here, but let me ask you, the five-year thing, did we get at the actual timetable there when she says you're about 5 years too early? Was that in the film? I feel like I remember that being in the film.
It was in the film. Like, everything that she said, except for the ice and, you know, your finger's too big for the doorbell kind of thing, like, all of that was in the movie. You know, she said you're 5 years too early, and he's currently performing surgery, probably wouldn't want to talk to you. Like, all that is the same, except that in this version, she's sitting drinking lemonade.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, I feel like it was a better scene the way that they had it over this one. Just because if she's sitting here drinking lemonade, then it shows that she just does not give a shit about the alien invasion happening above them.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I really like the choice to have her fighting the Chitauri. That was super fun in the actual film.
Yeah, because if she existed at that time when the Chitauri came, she's going to do something about it. You know, she's the ancient one.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think so I feel like we've already gotten there. There's not much to say about this. I like the joke in this one, but the thing about the ice, because not knowing it's hot. It's a cute meta joke, but overall, I'd much rather her get a chance to fight the Chitauri. I remember in theaters being like really jazzed by the idea that the Chitauri were being fought by other heroes in the city. That's just really neat. Really neat.
Yeah. Wizards versus aliens. That is the game that I need now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like we both agree. Is that the vote? The vote that we agree with the Russos. Russo's
got
again.
It right.
All right. That's one. That's one. We got three to go. Our next deleted scene is called In the Trench, and this is a longer one. So let's see how this goes. Okay. So this is kind of a retelling of what happened in the final battle in Avengers Endgame. It's them in a trench. They have multiple of the same interactions they have in the film. It's just a little bit differently told. It starts with Stark meeting up with Peter for the first time, and they have a little interaction. You know, there's almost nothing to say about this one except for there's a few really good jokes, as with that last one. A few really good jokes. I liked Drax saying, "This is a terrible plan." And I liked Valkyrie saying, "I like it."
Yep.
And I liked, "Can you open up one of your space holes to get us over to the van?" And there's some fun little stuff in here.
I love that he called him Dr. Weird.
Yeah, Dr. Weird. I'm trying to remember what that joke was. Yeah, he says, "Dr. Weird, can you open up one of your space holes?" but it does seem weird that Quill would call them space holes. He would call them magic holes, right? His home is space, you know?
Yeah. He's been in space longer than he's been on Earth.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it felt a little strange. No pun intended.
It's a hole between two points in space, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that might be why he called it that.
And that's true. Is that kind of space hole. It definitely is funny though. There's a lot of really funny stuff in here. The one joke I did not like was when he sees Spider-Man and he says, "My favorite teenage human," or whatever.
Not my favorite young adult.
My favorite young adult. And he goes and hugs him. I love the hug, but I didn't need Quippy Stark there.
Yeah, it was a lot less emotional than we got in the movie. And a lot less emotional than Tony probably should have been, you know, considering the circumstances.
Yeah, I really like the way they cover it in the film. And like, I never get a sense that he's laughing about Spider-Man being returned. He's just really relieved and happy about it. There's a time for him to be quippy and funny, and that's not it. And so, yeah.
Bad timing, Tony.
Sounds like we're settling in to, like, I think most of the things they do in this are done better in the movie.
It's weird. It's almost like they're directors and are paid a lot to do this.
It's almost like we trust these guys. Maybe I'm finally learning to trust the Russo brothers. Maybe that's what's happening here.
After all this time.
After all this time of mistrust. Finally settling in to trust
him. Took four movies.
Yeah. Actually, four movies and now six deleted scenes. And I think I'm settling in. But let's see. They got two more. There's still a possibility they could,
screw it all up.
Get a draw for this particular episode of our podcast that they care about a lot.
I'm sure they're listening in.
Oh, yeah.
So this next one is Suckiest Army in the Galaxy.
I see
some Chitauri on
Chitauri. I'm already excited about this one. I think this one seems like maybe a winner. We'll see. Well, that one's 21 seconds long. That's just a joke of Rocket saying that he asked them how long did they fight the Chitauri, and they said 2-3 hours. And he's like, why don't you just blow up the mothership? And he's like, we didn't know
that was the suckiest army in the galaxy. They're the
suckiest army in the galaxy. And he's like, we didn't know that was a thing. And then you didn't know that was a thing. Everybody knows that's a thing. And then Stark appears to tase him.
No, he doesn't tase him.
What does he have there?
He's got an electric razor. He shaves him.
Oh, funny.
He just shaves a stripe up his head.
That's funny. I didn't get that. And maybe that's why they cut it. Would they have had to establish the razor earlier in the scene? I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah, it was kind of odd for that to just kind of show up.
Yeah, I feel like that's weird. I like the joke about them being the suckiest army in the galaxy and the Chitauri, and why didn't they just blow up the mothership? That's all fun.
But yeah, that joke does the thing that, you know, that movies and video games do, is establish the big bad at this point, and then that big bad just becomes a, you know, another thing that you have to deal with sometimes later on. That's like nothing to worry about later.
Yeah,
but totally. You know, the first time you meet it, it's like, oh my god, this is the thing. Ugh, I have to fight this. This is so difficult.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now it comes down to the vote on should they have kept this. This is a really small one. Very little to talk about. I say they should have kept it.
I don't know. It puts it. It's a bit of a different light on Tony if they kept it, because like Tony is quippy and snarky and an asshole, but he doesn't like. I was about to say he doesn't physically mess with people, but then I remember in Avengers, he was shocking Bruce with a taser.
Totally. This is totally a Stark move, I think. I don't particularly like the way the scene ends. I think it's a little confusing because maybe if you get a close up of the razor beforehand or something, which I'm sure might've been edited into a final version, but I didn't know what he was doing to poor little Rocket. So, you know, whatever. I think the scene, even if they had to cut before that, like I think the joke is good enough. Like if that was part of that montage scene and that bombs on board was in there and this was in there, it could have been a funnier scene. And that scene I think could have used a little more humor. I'm down. I like it. I say vote it in.
Nah. I don't think it was good enough to be a part. I don't think so.
All right. Well, we're at an impasse. There's no way to resolve this because there's only two of us. You guys let us know what you think, because it's real important. Well, let's move on to the fourth one. I guess right now they have 2.5 points. So I guess technically they've won this episode. They can't. I was on the fence, but I was going to give that one. I was going to give that one to our side just to, you know, raise the stakes of this last one some. I'm just kidding.
You know,
gotta raise the stakes, man.
I'm thinking on it. Like
I'm thinking on my producer level here, trying to make this podcast better.
I don't think that it's necessary, but I honestly really don't even think that it should have been shot. Like I think that like that scene was just not even I think that they were wrong to shoot it. How about that?
Okay, so we're both disagreeing with the Russo brothers, just for different levels.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on like a fundamental level.
All right. Well, all right. Last one, deleted scene, Tony and Howard. This one sounds like it might pull at the heartstrings a bit. Okay. This was just an alternate version of the Tony and Howard scene. I feel like almost all these we're covering today, with the exception of the one, are basically just alternate versions. They're not really deleted scenes. They're just like, there's no way you could have put this scene and that. Three of the four of the ones we're talking about today, there's no way you could have put this scene in with the other scene. You know what I mean? It's more of a different take than a deleted scene, I feel like.
So the alternate scene.
Yeah, this is more an alternate. It's fun. It's nice. It's nice pattern, but the way they handle it in the film is so much more heartfelt, I guess, at this moment. They make a joke here about they say he's Mr. Potts, which is a joke about him taking Pepper's name, and then he says he offers him a job, and Tony says I'm tied up in futures right now, which is a cute joke. It's a cute business joke, but I think like also that's sort of a obscure futures joke. I feel like, I don't know, that's weird.
Yeah, he's a futurist. He's always called himself a futurist. And
futures is also like a business concern for the stock market.
Yep, And
so I think that's what they're going for there.
He's from the future.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Relative that's to Howard.
That's the joke is that he says futures, which he'll think, oh, he's a businessman. And he's like actually talking about being tied up in the actual future that he has to get back to. So,
or, you know, creating a better future or several better futures.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how you look at the timeline.
Exactly. So, okay. What do you think? Was this better or worse than the one in the movie? I guess is the question since it's not really a deleted. It's more of an alternate.
I want that little pitter patter to have been put into the heartfelt emotional scene that we got. It's just, the way that Tony was talking right when they came out is like, he was fine. He was kind of, being as casual as he usually is with everybody else. But if you recall in the film, he was a little bit dumbfounded, awestruck, so to speak, by his dad. He couldn't get a word out.
I like that element personally.
Yeah.
So I say they made the right call. That's my final call on this episode. What about you?
If it had to be between this scene and the other one and not like merging them, I would say that they made the right call with the other scene.
All right. But you would like to see more of a fun pattern between them.
I want him to have offered Tony a job at the very least, just so that he could be like, Dad likes me.
Yeah, that is neat. I guess he doesn't do that in the film at all. There's no like allusion to that.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our four. And it sounds like 3.5 of our votes went with the Russos. They win again.
Mm.
Those darn Russos, they win again.
So good. They're so good at their job that our second guessing is not good enough.
It almost feels like this was not needed.
Man, we should just stop this, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to stop for the day. I think I'm going to stop for the day. All right, guys. Okay. Well, we are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU with your feedback. If you'd like to support the podcast, it really makes a big difference. patreon.com/mcucast. It keeps us going. We get a little money from ad revenue, but it's very small. And the patrons are honestly our most consistent source of money that keeps the podcast moving and keeps us able to make this every week. So thank you very much to our patrons. We'll be back soon with another episode. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.